Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some crybabies?
I want to get me a tropical fantasy.
How about some lemon heads?
And don't forget that Swedish fish.
After all, you are going to
the bodega.
Happy New Year, everybody. We're back live on the air. It's the man, the man, the myth, the legend, the PAB, the Poas Boricua. No longer Pablo Siete Siete because we didn't make the playoffs, folks. And also, yes, welcome to the bodega. I am the Poas Boricua, and directly opposite of me is the one and only DJ, the man, Mr. Brown and Bubbly himself, DJ Sid.
Oh, I love the theme song. Still love it. Still love it. New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
That's right.
Everybody here, domestically and overseas, if we missed you.
I'm feeling slick. I'm vibing.
I'm really feeling the Jive Soul Bros. Hot.
Bringing it back old school. Oh, man. All right, man. Let's end this. Let's kill this already. All right, for anybody who wants to call in tonight and give us crap. This is going to be a long one for me. A long
hour. Oh, I bet
hour,
it is.
Just truly. The phone number tonight is 917. Jesus Christ. I'm got everybody dialing old pager numbers. 914-803-4124. That is 914-803-4124 if you want to call in tonight. You know, and Sid will be shouting out that number sporadically throughout the evening, I'm sure of it.
What number?
The number to call in.
Oh, 1-800-223-9797.
All right, there we go. We're off and running, folks.
I can't resist. Somebody says you got to call it up. That's the number I'm thinking automatically.
Yeah, man. Go figure. All right, people. Welcome to the bodega. If you're listening in for the first time, and you shouldn't be, you assholes. There's enough shows on here that you should figure out what the hell you're listening to at this point.
Yeah.
But it's basically like hanging out in front of a bodega, in front of your stoop, whatever, man. We call it the bodega. That's the most commonly known for us. But it could be a stoop, anything. So the conversation will jump around to everything. But more than likely, somehow, some way, we'll always bring it back to hip-hop. Somehow, some way. This is our first show of 2009.
Yeah, we had a lot of specials and breaks. And, yeah, we've just had a lot. You know, the holiday season and...
Oh, yeah.
New stuff. Yeah, so...
Yeah, it was a long holiday break. We kind of got caught up, you know, trying to handle personal business. On
yep.
top of it, I would like, I know I can admit that part of me has also been lazy as fuck. So it took a minute to get kicking the ass to get going, but we back.
Just recovering from drinking the coquito.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. Definitely drinking the coquito. One of those moments. Hey, man, all I can say is there was a miracle in Pablo's house when any time I did a shot of coquito, somehow it was refilled every time I turned around.
That's always good. That's always good. And your New Year's was excellent?
My New Year's was very chill. I hung out with some close friends, talked shop with some wrestling buddies of mine. Big ups to Prince Nana, as a matter of fact. Big ups to Diablo Santiago from the Outcast Killers. Big up to Vic Delicious from The Now. Big up to... Guillaume de Sade, my personal favorite, or de Sade, and go for it. Hey, man, I can't explain it, man, but
I'm
it was that show.
Yeah, I'm glad. Unlike mine, which is right off the wall.
Oh, how so?
You don't even want to know. It was that bad.
Ooh.
It wasn't terrible, but it was good. It was excellent.
Wait, how was it good and how was it bad in the same vein?
I went to two parties, that's why. One was good, one was bad. It wasn't bad. Let me not say that. It wasn't bad. It was just, you know, you get there and half the crowd cleared out, so.
Okay, then.
Dudes,
back
in. I got to introduce the third man in the booth.
Dude. Say hi.
No, you cut off his mic. He doesn't deserve a mic.
Go ahead, dude.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
The whole thing, dude.
When he deserves, when he actually treats us with somewhat respect, maybe we'll give him a mic.
All right, man. Okay.
I'm crazy. Thanks, Deuce. Thanks a lot. Yes. But if I remembered half a New Year's, I'd tell you. How about that?
Okay, then that's a good New Year's in some people, guys. All right. Also, we're going to get out the plugs. Again, if anybody wants to call in tonight and talk about anything or add to anything that we eventually will hope to get to, the phone number, again, is area code 914. That is a New York State number, 803-4124. Plugs. I'm going to get out two plugs real quick out the way. Let's get them out the way in case I forget to do them at the end of the show. One is big ups to Senor Guy DuVernay. He is a personal friend of mine who is right now in the process of filming hopefully an independent feature. He has a MySpace. He's trying to generate people and interest and such. He's putting up video clips of outtakes and stuff, and he's putting up pictures, constantly updating blogs. So if anybody wants to check it out, you know, it's the usual myspace.com/, and this is going to be a pain in the ass, / SEMCGINTY. Basically, it's SE McGinty. I hope I'm saying that. SE McGinty. If you want to get it, download the show and listen carefully to when I spelled it.
We'll put it in the show notes for people that just don't know.
And also, just because I said I would do this previously in a past show, Week One Weirdo and the Recon self-exploded months ago. All right. Obviously, the show you listen to is me, which continue to go on. And in regards to those who are wondering about the weirdo aspect, like I said, we did have a falling out, but I said I would promote him once I knew he was doing something else. And he is on Blog Talk, and his show is called Xanax After Dark. I do not know when it airs. I do not know how many shows he has as to date, but I know he's doing it again with another partner. So just to be fair, and I'm not knocking him, I have nothing negative to say. If anybody's curious and wants to check out his show, just go to, you know, check out Blog Talk Radio, which is, chances are if you're listening live, you already know, you're already there.
Right.
And Xanax After Dark, I don't know how to spell Xanax. I've never taken it, but if you want it, you know, go look it up.
I'm going to give that to you. It's X-A-N-A-X.
Good looking out. And ladies.
Yeah. Man.
Okay, man. All right, so tonight we are going to hopefully talk about some East Coast hip-hop, some little-known stuff you haven't heard. We're also going to be bigging up and hopefully play and talk about the new 50 Cent track. Maybe Eminem and Dre if we can get to it. Also, we may talk about Soulja Boy and how his stupid ass seems to be burying himself a deeper hole over the holidays. I know a lot of our fans are going to love that one. Yeah, among other things. What should we call it? The Notorious movie.
Yeah, right. 20-something million at the box office, right?
Yes, it cracked the top five. Right. Also, if we get to it, here's a teaser, all right? Something very last minute. I'll just leave it at this. The retarded police officer. The retarded police officer.
Okay.
Hold on to your hats, people. The retarded police officer. Yes, there is one out there.
Just one?
Okay, but I'm talking about legitimately, you know, legally classified as, you know, retarded.
There's just one? There's got to be one out there, another one out there.
All right, moving forward. Moving forward. All right, let's go. All right, where do we want to start, man? Do we want to start with some Notorious talk? Do we want to start with some East Coast talk? Do we want to talk about how Soulja Boy was this dumbass? Where do we want to go? What do we want to do? What do we want to do?
You pick it. You're the one that went through the rundown, so give it a shot.
It's just ideas. It's just
obviously, but I'm just saying. Go for it. What is tickling your pickle right now?
What's tickling my pickle right now is, you know what? I want to give. Where's the love for the homeless people that are living in Washington right now, in the capital, in the state capital? Because you want to know, I guarantee you, some frozen-ass bums who live out in that park woke up today and found themselves a whole lot of motherfucking neighbors.
Yeah, there's a lot I could say about it, but...
we all know that, but I'm just saying... One of the thoughts, okay, I'm not going to, we had no plans on focusing on the inauguration today. The man's a fucking rock star at this point. It was big. It looked like Woodstock, okay?
You know what? Whatever. It is what it is.
But you know what, though? Go ahead.
No, you can't deny the rock star ability, but I think if you based your vote because Paris Hilton and Bono and whoever the hot celebrity the sexy chick was that like your opinion.
Well, I mean, I just want to say, man, but I'm just saying, my heart goes out to, because every spot got homeless people, right?
Yeah, right.
Can you understand a wino, like somebody who's drunk off the ass, like, where do these people come from?
No, they probably knew. I mean, literally, they probably knew, because, you know,
What shit, a nigga running the White House? Look at this shit.
Yeah, and if I have to hear another media outlet call him black again, I'm probably going to lose it. I really am.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
You know, because he's not 100%. If he was 100%, I could understand, you know, but he's not.
No, he is not. He is not, for those that don't know. But okay, but I mean, but that's in your words what tickled my pickle.
I've been pissed off the last couple of days because I have to hear the liberal media slant on everything. So
the liberal media, wow,
it's the truth.
Said is no joke. Like,
oh, you want me? You want me to go in? It's not even worth going in.
Okay, so then I'm going on something else. Soulja Boy, how stupid can we be?
The kid's 18 years old, 19 years old.
All right, let's fill everybody in. Okay, everybody, even if you don't listen to hip-hop, you had to hear Soulja Boy, because about a year and a half ago, he had the big song on the mainstream level where everybody was going, you know, Soulja Boy, Superman, that, oh! That.
Yeah, it was a viral video. That's what it came down to.
Huge viral video. And as much as we despise the kid, I know I'll give credit where credit's due. The kid was self-made at that point.
Yeah.
Self-promoted, self-made at that point, okay? The big thing is the kid has steadily jumped in a hole. He doesn't know anything about hip-hop pre-50 Cent.
He's 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
So even if he went back 10 years when he was 8, I mean, what, it's 2009 right now? So technically 1999 would probably be the start of his hip-hop knowledge.
Yes, but if you're truly a hip-hop fan, wouldn't you agree, because everybody of our generation and people and those before us that are really into it know all kinds of nonsense about the, you know...
Without a doubt, but I think that was a requirement for us growing up as opposed to them. Now you don't have to know anything and try to be a fan.
I mean, come on, man. I'm saying it was a requirement that you knew that Turbo danced with a broomstick. It was a requirement.
Well, whenever you make that reference, everybody keeps thinking about the Chappelle Show skit.
Oh, man.
Which they had no idea what, when that came out, no idea what movie that's from.
But
we had to know.
Yeah, we did have
to. I think that's the difference between our generation and the way we grew up listening to hip-hop and the way most people are growing up listening to hip-hop now. They can't respect the old school because they think Lil Wayne's the bomb.
Yeah.
And they think T-Pain's the greatest singer of all time. Meanwhile, we know the truth, and that's really not even close, but...
Oh, yeah. I completely, thoroughly, totally agree. And we'll keep it on like the Soulja Boys. So we said, all right, so the kid came out. He blew up really big, which does for the whole underground universally despised him. And anybody who considers real hip, you know, considers that they follow real, quote-unquote, real hip-hop.
It must have been salty when that video of him and KRS-One came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like hardcore hip-hop heads.
I won't touch on the Ice-T thing because Ice-T kind of set it off. You know what I mean? So that's neither here nor there. He did do the video with KRS-One. KRS-One did give him props, you know, and said, you know, like, there has to be unity. Fine. The man makes sense. Can't argue that. But then the boy did the interview on BET where he gave a shout out to the slave masters for bringing his ancestors over so he can get that money and that gold and that bling, which didn't help this kid's image whatsoever, especially with those who already weren't liking him.
That's a no-no.
All right, he did that. For those that he actually did that. Then he went a step further between Christmas and New Year's. He went a step further. He now does a video blog. He proceeded to say the reason why, and I'm not quoting him, I'm paraphrasing. He did say that the reason why hip-hop is dead or people feel that hip-hop is dead is because Nas put it out there. That it was Nas's fault because people, even though it was said here or there, nobody really thought about it like that until Nas put it out there. So it's really Nas's fault that hip-hop's dead.
Oh, you're looking for a response.
Man.
You really don't know what to say to comments like that.
No one does. The kid doesn't. The kid's
ass. You've got to take into account. Thanks, Deuce. You just got to take into account that he's also 19 years old.
Yes, but still, even at 19, you would think he still knows better.
Yes, but, I mean, how much high school could he possibly have?
Well, for those that are wondering, now to reference something that Sid brought up a little while ago, he came out with that video about 2 days before, allegedly, six men kicked in his door at his home.
Followed home from a club.
Yep, him and his boys were coming home. Because obviously he, you know, a lot of his boys shared a place with him. They ran up in the club with AK-47s and all other kinds of shit and robbed him.
Right.
A day later, a video shows up on the net with two men claiming only two guys did it with handguns.
Yes.
And now Soulja Boy did a freestyle recently talking about how, thank God he was strapped. Yeah.
You really don't know what to say about that. It's sad that it comes down to that. I mean, first of all, you're living with your boys. That's first. I mean, I'm all for it because, I mean, I've done it too, but just, you know, you're rich. Go get some security at your house.
No shit, man. Dumbass.
Dog, video cameras, whatever.
The kid ain't right. The kid ain't right in the head. Kid.
He's not.
Goddamn fool, man. This is people. This is why I say everything. They say everything goes in cycles. Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait for the real to really start making a comeback. And I think it's going to happen. I'm starting to feel that's going to happen. We're getting closer.
No, Lil Wayne has to go first.
Hey, man,
he's the front of that movement.
You know what? Let him keep. I just have a feeling because you always have those you know, two or three artists that are really big. You know what I mean? But I think the overall movement is gonna go back. You know what I mean? I think it's really gonna happen. I really do.
I want to say it does. I really do, but I don't know.
All right.
Know.
And we could even, and yes, I'm using that to segue into something here, into our first song of the night.
Oh, no, Soulja Boy, here we go.
No, we're not going to play Soulja Boy, Jesus. We swore we would never play Soulja Boy, and damn it.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Have we? No.
No.
No, we haven't.
Continue to be that way.
Thank you. All right, so now we can go, we got three levels of real hip-hop we can play tonight. We got straight, and East Coast, no less. Big up, East Coast. We can literally keep it Brooklyn, bring up Torre, right, with
yeah.
a premier track. We can go to Jersey, Pace One from the Outsiders.
Outside,
for those that don't know, Outsiders is a clique that even Eminem used to be a part, affiliated with back when he was starting.
Now, scroll, let them look it up. They love Googling stuff, so Google that.
Google that.
Yeah.
You know, and then we even got, you know what, we're going to get to all three songs tonight. Fuck it, man. So you know what?
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody who is listening live, they see the title of the show, Motivated by Kennedy Fried, Tropical Fantasy, 718, Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace is Biggie, in case you didn't know.
I think they saw the movie by now.
We hope.
Yeah, and got that. But people didn't know that to begin with. But.
So I'm going to play a track. This is by Pace One out of New Jersey, like we said. Featuring Mr. Green. Mr. Green's a producer of the track, underground producer. And last year they did a whole album on the independent level called The Only Thing That Matters Is Green. And it was just both of them, and the album criminally slept on. Those that know about it really know about it. So we're going to play the first song that we're going to play tonight, and it features both of them. I don't think Sid's even heard this yet. I think I'm getting a lot of good feedback from those that I'm putting on about this, all right? The song is called Children Sing. Just bear with it. It has a very unique sample, okay, people? And here we go.
Spinning on cardboard, run up with a Tech 9, open your car door. Movie Caliente, selling weed around my friendway, breaking bread with Diesel Don and Elder Sensei. And now I'm back to smacking you, rap until capital's made. Gats in your face, cop killer strapped to the waist. Easy goofy, catch a doozy for being a groupie. I got the Uzi that you only might see in a movie. Truly greedy, grimy, shifty, I'm witty, I'm silly. Really shiesty, but I'm chilly, it's Philly, you tiny. Mini, minor, Mr. C, I'm a pity to rhymer. On call like Sean Paul, just give me the lighter. Pass the drove, master the flow, I carry on with 8Ks and cherry bombs. Sitting on every song I get on. The Billy Idol of rap, talk shit, I lay you down right on your back, little brother.
I'm getting good, I'm getting clever, I'm getting things right in my life, I'm getting better. I'm getting something for me, I'm getting cheddar. The girls are loving me now, they're getting wetter. I'm getting good, I'm getting clever, I'm getting things right in my life, I'm getting better. I'm getting something for me, I'm getting cheddar. The girls are loving me now, they're getting wetter.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Then I hopped out the shower, snatched up my do-rag. Started flipping through my stash, got cash in two bags. Then I hopped in the 528 with new mags. Spent out like a NASCAR race, putting my thing down. Proud like Return of the King, Lord of the Ring now. Fly like a 6'8", lack of chrome, spoke straight. Talking
that hip hop slang to grown folks. Like word, oh really, no doubt, no diggity. Spitting that East Coast street talk so wickedly. Authentic B-boy hip hop, no trickery. That's why my 16 bars game so slippery. Fuck at least one raw today. And like Chingy, I'm only one call away. So if you're tired of the norm and you want more tricks, dial 373-2146 and
yeah,
I'm there.
I'm getting good, I'm getting clever, I'm getting things right in my life, I'm getting better. I'm getting something for me, I'm getting cheddar. The girls are loving me now, they're getting wetter. I'm getting good, I'm getting clever, I'm getting things right in my life, I'm getting better. I'm getting something for me, I'm getting cheddar. The girls are loving me now, they're getting wetter.
You see, I'ma just push and push until I get it. I'ma just push and push until I get it. I'ma just push and push until I get it. Suicide doors, G4s, and good credit. I'ma just push and push until I get it. I'ma just push and push until I get it. I'ma just push and push until I get it. Suicide doors, G4s, and good credit.
Before I pull up and park and bust in your apartment, I'ma just perm my hair like Al Sharpton and get a picket sign just to protest your flow next. Your little pussy rhymes need Kotex. There's mad little tricks hidden up up in my sleeve. Don't be naive or how you screaming out, why me? You soft motherfuckers come a dozen a dime. I fuck you up and walk off like it wasn't a crime. Stick my gun where the sun don't shine. How you fucking a nine? Half side of me stuck in your mind. You'll probably want revenge. Sneak up on me, stick a knife in my back. Take naked pictures of my body like they did in Iraq. And then wake up sweaty in a puddle of piss. I fucking bust your shit, call your brother a bitch. And then leave you where I met you, brother, holding your mouth, holding your jaw and all, nigga, over and out. Yeah, I'm getting good, I'm getting clever, I'm getting things right in my life, I'm getting better. I'm getting something for me, I'm getting cheddar. The girls are loving me now, they're getting wetter. I'm getting good, I'm getting clever, I'm getting things right in my life, I'm getting better. I'm getting something for me, I'm getting cheddar. The girls are loving me now, they're getting wetter.
All right, everybody, that's right. That was Pace One with Mr. Green called Children Sing.
So, that's how he does.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to keep doing it. I just keep remembering Eminem doing that in the background of, what is it? Just Don't Give a.
Oh, yes, that's right. Just Don't Give a Fuck.
Yeah.
We can curse. Even though we played a disclaimer. We can curse.
I know. We didn't play the disclaimer, did we?
No, we didn't. First show in the year, we did not play the disclaimer.
Well, because that's you. Thanks, Deuce. Doing your job, Deuce.
The following program may contain adult language and themes. Listener discretion is advised.
This guy, how do we hire this kid? How did we...
Because we have no budget.
That's true, too. He said he'd do it for free.
We have no budget. If you're willing to work for Three Musketeers, come aboard.
Yeah, right. And you know what? You're just getting a midget now. He's getting a midget Three Musketeers. He's getting one of those small ones, the Halloween pack.
Oh, yo, I'm not. Yo, I don't mean to put you on the spot, fucker. Let's do everything on the air. Do we have a pick of the week? Yes or no?
Did you just do it?
What?
I think you just gave him the pick of the week.
What was the pick of the week?
I'll plug whatever you want. You want me to plug that? I'll plug that.
I have something to feel, because I will tell you know what. Fuck it. I know just because you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Everybody, just clap your hands. It's DJ Sid, pick of the week. Now listen to the man.
Guest reviewer PAB.
Yeah, right. It's PAB's pick of the week. Now listen to the man.
Well, because then I watch a ton of movies. I actually had the luxury of coming across – this is for my geeks. All right, so let me put it to you like this. If you are a geek, if you watch cartoons, if you read comic books, listen up. I managed to peep over the weekend the Hulk versus DVD, which is not out yet. It comes out next week.
next Tuesday, right? Something like that.
You know, don't ask. After all, this is the bodega. We carry bootlegs like that. But I'm saying, yes,
we'll put a link on.
The Hulk versus DVD is an animated short made direct for DVD by Marvel. It features two, like, 30 to 40 minute cartoons on it. One is versus Thor. The other one is versus Wolverine.
Yeah, right. Isn't that the old, is that the origin story from, like, 181 or something? Hulk 181?
Yeah, it incorporates it. It definitely incorporates it. It incorporates, with the Wolverine story, out of the two, out of both of them, which out of two, the Wolverine one is definitely tighter than the Thor one. If you're a Thor head, you're going to like it because they come correct. But if you are a Wolverine person, that whole story is played out nicely. They incorporate the Weapon X program the way it is now with all the different individuals that are a part of it. Like the way that I think they even incorporating what's going to be, how it's going to be done in the movie. So you kind of get a glimpse as to which way they're going with it.
Okay.
It incorporates the Weapon X storyline from the 80s that Barry Windsor Smith did in the comics.
Oh, nice.
And it incorporates the origin, the first fight between Hulk and Wolverine. And it's done in a rather PG-13-ish kind of way. It was kind of brutal. You know what I mean? It's kind of violent.
Okay.
There's blood and stuff. I was like, this is kind of dope. It's hot. So if you are a geek and you know a little something about the comic book origins, go cop that.
Can I ask a question?
Shoot.
Loki, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Loki's in it. In the Thor one, Thor, Loki, the Enchantress. Balder, a lot of the secondary main players from Thor's crew are in it. I don't know all their names, like all the other gods. No Odin, though. Not him.
Really?
I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry for my heads out there. I know one or two of y'all. No Beta Ray Bill. It's too soon. So.
All right. I like Beta Ray Bill. All right. I'm sorry. We're just... Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I just want to put that out there. So, you know, today, it's not DJ Sid's pick of the week. It's the PAB's pick of the week. But still, regardless, we got to get
clap your hands, everybody. And everybody clap your hands. It's DJ Sid's pick of the week. Now listen to the man.
Today with the PAB.
Go!
Yeah, all right. You're a nut.
All right, man. The other thing popping off, we started talking about the Notorious movie. Apparently, it's getting a lot of good reviews. A lot of people are saying, even though it's a hip-hop flick, and surprisingly, no violence popped off in none of the major metropolis cities, even though
what
not...
What are you talking about?
Wait, North Carolina, there was some shots going on.
There was some shots going on in New York.
Were there?
Yeah.
Okay, damn you.
Well, I don't think it's essentially at the movie premiere. It was actually at the after party, after the movie aired. So I could be wrong.
Wow, there's some violence popping off at the after party.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I could find that. Don't hold me to it, but I think there was.
Well, I know there were shots ringing off in North Carolina in the theater.
Right. I mean, Gravy just happened to be there.
So,
or the guy who plays, you know, Biggie.
Biggie, the name, the guy that we just referred to as Gravy is the rapper name of the guy that plays Biggie in the movie.
Right.
So in case you guys hear us say Gravy, we know him as his rapper name. His rapper alias.
That's right, that's what we call him.
We don't know the name that the Cracker Master gave him.
Wow. Thanks, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, big up.
Wow.
So yeah, Notorious is getting a lot of good press. I have yet to watch it myself, even though I got to go in the back and talk to my homeboy Juan. I think he got the bootleg. What you will call it?
Is he also shoveling your snow too? Is that it?
No, I think that was Pedro.
Okay,
I think he's still, yo, my man. Hey, I got to give him props. He ran out of salt, so he got the adobo and the sazon with picante.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, but in case anybody don't know, everybody has co-signed on this movie except for one person.
Does a person really count?
Well, Cassandra Person is featured predominantly in the movie.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you that. Okay.
I mean, I think she's full of shit. I think the movie portrays her. I mean, I don't know anything, obviously. You know, but you got to think, man. Too many people are like, this is the way they remember it. You know what I mean?
Maybe two. I think Easy Mo B's out of the mix on this one, too.
Easy Mo B's out of the mix, but except he wasn't portrayed in the movie, point blank. Easy Mo B was one of the main producers of Ready to Die. But the person who was portrayed in the movie and is not happy about the way they portrayed it is Little Kim.
Right.
Who pretty much was pointing a finger at Biggie's mom and his widow, Faith.
Kind of unwarranted, but...
Which was like, the movie's based on the book by a known hip-hop writer that traveled, that hung with Biggie.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there have been other writers that knew Biggie, one like Dream Hampton.
Right.
The other like Bond.
I think they were boys, yeah, right.
Yeah, the other one was like, Bond Malone. Yeah.
Bond Malone.
Yeah, they all co-signed, you know, they all...
Sakai Choker, there's another one for you.
Yeah. They all co-signed the movie, you know, saying, fine, it's not 100% accurate, but, you know, and it's certain things are embellished for the sake of the movie, but and a lot of things were omitted, but it's, you know, you got to cram everything in an hour and a half, so you have to make sacrifices. But they don't think anything was really fabricated. You know what I mean? Embellished, maybe. Fabricated, no.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
You know what I mean? And Kim is wilding. Kim's like, nah, nah, nah.
I have no idea why she's... Well, whatever. Well, I want to say, yeah, there's so much to get in on it, but...
You know, but, what are you going to do? You know what, though? Me and Sid can speak flat out. We had the luxury of following that man's career from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And we both think Lil' Kim was a hoe. All right. Now that we did get that out the way.
Wow. I'm not saying a word.
Hey, we saw her. We had the luxury of witnessing her before the weaves, before all the plastic surgery, before the hardcore cover.
Yeah, right.
You know, so you got to, suspect.
Suspect.
Very suspect. Very suspect, yes. Since we're reminiscing, and I said we're going to get to all three, man. Since I said we're going to get to all three. EMC. All right, yes. We are playing a track. I meant to do this on the last show, but the last show was a Christmas episode, so of course it was a little difficult. EMC is four. Is it? Yeah, it's four. Four rappers from the New York scene, headed up by Master Ace, formerly of the Juice Crew.
Yep.
They did produce an album, a concept album, last year, basically focusing on the lives of rappers and the stuff they go through, everything. And they talk all the songs. It talks about the obvious, like the money and stuff, but it also talks about, like, having your songs get leaked, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So one of the songs that I know Sid has a fondness for, and I like it because of the wordplay in it, the way they express it, is this song we're going to play called Winds of Change. Pay close attention. They're actually saying something in this. They're talking about, you know, how things change, how some things change, and some things, the more they change, the more they stay the same. It's kind of, it works both ways.
Hot fire.
Fire. More fire. More fire.
Blah.
Love rap music, I spit it from the heart. I did it a lot of years, been in it from the start. As time has gone by, to whom it may concern, I pay close attention, let me tell you what I learned. Today and tomorrow's a reflection of the past. Life's like a cycle, and nothing ever lasts. And being that we're human, we forced to play the game. The more things change, it seems the more they stay the same. From MJ to Usher, from Hef D to Bone Crusher, hip-hop culture, new school to old lovers, Soul Brothers, James Brown to Pete Rock, Timbos, 5411 Reeboks,
Jordan to Brian, try to triumph. The winds of change all revolved around science. From Walkman to iPod, long as I'm breathing, game changes like the earth with the seasons.
From summer to fall, from winter to spring, from gold roast to platinum, chains and rings, Coleco and television, Atari to PS3, from Game Boy to PSP, Beta to DVD, tape to CD, plasma and LCD, from black and white TV. Everyday life's destined to change forever, but some things are never better than their predecessors. Come on.
As a kid, the headbands and fitted hats, a few sizes too big. From Oshkosh, Jordache, and Benetton, to Rockaway, a Fat Farm, and Sean John. From suede Pumas and going back with the Keds, to Jordan 20s with the strap, black and red. From Sharskin slacks and some mean gabardines, to academic and Nietzsche and G unit jeans.
From wild style to crush grooving, tougher than leather, to turbo and ozone, no one did it better. From breaking in Beat Street, Ramo and Lee, to paid in full and 8 Mile, life in the D. From Murphy to Richard Pryor, funny as hell, to Martin and Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
Time flies and it feels so strange. You gotta love to ride the winds of change. Come on.
In a picture frame, wishing that we didn't age. Photo album cellophane, shocked as I flip the page. Snapshots on stage in a tour van that we wrecked. Videos and DVDs of us rehearsing our set. In my 60s, bald, gray beard, wrinkled skin, glasses getting thin, jawline sinking in. Thinking then were different times. Young in my prime, at 55, started forgetting lines, mumbling rhymes, wrote books. Screenplays stay lyrical. MP3's digital, vinyl is now minimal, it's critical. Still freestyling with my grandkid. The beats and the flows are new, but I understand his old school, not bitter. I don't have a grudge, not that my era was better. Just tell him how it was. It's noon, the car's here, heading to the studio. The garden sold out a week straight for our reunion show.
Today and tomorrow's a reflection of the past. Life's like a cycle, and nothing ever lasts. But being that we're human, wants to play the game, it seems. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That was EMC.
Present,
Winds of Change. Yeah, good looking out. Also, yo, Sid.
What you got, Sid?
I got to give a big fat props to my man Pito, yo. My man hooked me up with the P90X, yo. All 13 discs, yo.
Really?
And the whole damn thing. The whole damn book, all the shit, you know what I'm saying? Know what I mean? All the shit, all the guides and all that shit in PDF files. You know what I'm saying? Big up Adobe.
Oh, no.
And with that retarded chant, let's get into our first clip of the retarded policeman.
Oh, boy.
He is a cop, and he's learning impaired.
Oh, this is great. And we're going to have running commentary.
That's me.
Well, hello, Mr. Met Fart Face.
Hello, retarded policeman.
Do you like apples?
Yeah, they're okay.
Well, I've got some apples. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, I'm just curious, how did they let you become a police officer?
I can run really fast. Check this out.
At this point, he runs down the street. And he runs back to the car.
No, thanks. I really have to go.
If you're pregnant and going into labor, I'll give you a police escort.
I'm a man. Men don't get pregnant.
Then you are under arrest.
I'll give you a shiny penny if you let me go.
Okay. Taste the sausage.
Uh-huh. Have a nice day, officer.
Okay. I'll arrest you later.
All right.
We're going to hell for that bit.
Yes, we are. The thing is, can we really go to hell for basically playing it for other people? All right.
No.
If anybody doubts it, all right, go to YouTube.com. We'll wait. No.
You totally just left our audience out there.
No, you go to YouTube.com and you can type in, I kid you not, retarded policeman. There is a bunch of short videos. They run no longer than 2 minutes each. There's a couple of them. Apparently, it's a comic troupe, and one of the members of the comic troupe is legitimately retarded. It's Down syndrome, all right? And I guess this person has aspirations to be the new Corky, so...
How do you put that on an acting resume? Ah... Career objective, to be the new Corky from Life Goes On. Excellent, you're hired.
So he plays the officer in all of these skits. All right, and you got to wonder how, I mean, I love the dude because, you know what, if he's jumping into this willingly, he has a great sense of humor about it. And he's self-aware, and he's willing to go for the joke. The equivalent of throwing yourself down the stairs to make someone laugh. You know what I mean? To take the fall.
Yeah.
On the same note, just like you stated earlier, yeah, someone's going to hell for this one. Someone is not cruising. Someone's not getting past St. Peter for this one. Okay?
Wow.
Someone's not catching a pass. Yeah, man. And I do have to say, I'm a little offended, though, for the retarded. Why does it always have to be about licking pennies? All right, with that, we'll get into our next clip of the retarded policeman. This one has to do with racial profiling here on our first black president's inauguration.
He is a cop, and he's learning impaired. He's a retarded policeman.
That's me. You know why I pulled you over?
Because I was speeding?
No, because you're black. We're supposed to pull people over if they're black. I'm supposed to hit you with this now, okay?
What? No way!
Yes way. Please get on the ground so I can beat you.
No!
Come on, I'm just trying to do my job.
Look, man, you can't go around beating people with clubs.
Well, maybe you can't, but I'm LAPD. I have a quota.
Yeah, of course, they went for the obvious joke at the end.
Nice.
Yeah, and there's a bunch. There is a whole bunch. I've only watched maybe two or three of them, but there's a lot more. So you know what I'll be doing during my lunch break tomorrow.
I could see the messages blowing up my phone tomorrow.
Oh, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Yeah, so if you people also want to check it out, if you want to check out the retarded policeman, if you want to talk to a retarded policeman, go to myspace.com. Skills Row. No.
Wow.
So, retarded policeman, they have a YouTube channel. Just go and search it. There's a bunch there, and you'll know. Oh, you'll know. You'll hear that familiar theme song that we just played twice.
Cool
figure. So, with that, switching gears in a snap, we're going to get to our third song right now. This one is from, and I got to be a little biased, Coney Island dude, Torrey, another album that came out last year. Man, I forgot the name of his album, but he only has one album. He has a song on there called Click, produced by none other than hip-hop legend DJ Premier.
Primo,
Mr. Gangstar himself. And this features up-and-comer Sky Zoo, somebody who I'm fond of.
We've discussed Disguising before, I think.
Yes, we have. So check it out. It's Click, and listen carefully in the second verse. You'll actually hear where we got the idea for today's title of the show. So here we go.
Yo, turn the lights on. I can't see in here. I gotta see what's going on, man. You hear me? Turn the lights on. What? Click. Yeah, bring the horns. Word up. Here's another one. Yeah. The lights is on. How we say that shit? Do it now, get it done. Yeah, Sky Zoo.
I said the more often I rhyme, the more awkward you find it. To be accepted by the lyrical minded individual, subliminal, criminal conscience. Making me numb, now I'm still in the shyness. Defined as stupendous, tall spitting with splendidness. So my sentence is like a syllabus to the listeners. Get it done, got it done. Got them a lot of runs, so we plotting on how to double back with a hotter one. Nigga, I'm New York crowned and holding New York down with the creator of the New York sound. And it can never be another, a new version of nothing. Niggas must have forgot where it started, primo, they bugging. But it's more the future, less of what you used to. Whoever failed, hip-hop is dead, here's a booster. With no cables, a battery pack. So everybody loving the city, be glad to be back. You should sit down and listen to what the games we missing. This reprogram was my redefinition. I guess shame and choice was just my beginning. Cause I'ma wanna double a cell for every sentence. I read every blog, every article printed. I heard every bar, every rhyme you was pinning. I felt all the hate and the love. You niggas fake as a fuck. You on my spot, niggas taking the blood.
That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it.
It is senseless for you to prevent this.
I know you wanna enter, but I can't let you in.
That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it.
It is senseless for you to prevent this.
I know you wanna enter, but I can't.
The second coming of the shit that you feared. The first time they was calling it luck, but lo and behold, I'm still in your ear. See, the difference is here, so keep that in your mind when you rhyming and you thinking about leaning on lying. Scrap whatever you thought and what you wanted to think. I attach your spot the minute that you fuck up and blink. Motivated by Kennedy Fried, Tropical Fantasy, 718, Chris Wallace and James Yancey. S.J., the prodigal son chosen, lyrical landmark, father of what the flows is. So youngin', don't confuse me with nothing them dudes be. I'm leap years out of your dude's reach. Skies do change for change, hardly. Meaning I'm signing my contract with a Sharpie. Motherfuckers be bugging if they want me to beg. I'll be creeping on a come up like McNulty and Greg. Still with it. And through all that, I'm still with it. The beat is still slutting, so yeah, I still dick it. It's clear as day, but y'all don't see it. I guess I'm like a lost episode of Graffiti Rock. Or something like the wax that the record is made from. You need me more than they say, son. Okay, player, so you can type whatever you want to type. But I still write better than everyone that you like. So fuck
why I write the shit I write in my rap. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it.
It is senseless for you to prevent this.
I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
That's why I write the shit I write in my rap. Every day of the week, I live in it, breathe in it.
It is senseless for you to prevent this.
I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
That's why I write the shit I write in my rap.
I know. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in.
All right, welcome back to the Bodega. What you just heard was Torre, T-O-R-A-E, featuring Sky Zoo. The song is called Click, produced by DJ Premier.
Primo.
All right, and we got 6 minutes remaining. So in case anybody wants to know, because I'm going to throw myself under the bus for the remainder of the week.
Shocker.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yes, your boy... PAB's B-Day is coming up.
Oh.
So if you want to send any fatty foods, cakes, any of those cheese and meat platters, you know, the samplers from the catalogs, we're accepting them all.
That's left over from the Swiss Colony catalog.
Yes, I'll take those. You can hit me off with a couple of those. I'm good. I'm not going to tell you my age, just to say I'm finding white hairs more frequently. I'm telling you, Keith Hernandez is about to become my boy.
Wow.
Keith Hernandez and Barry Sanders.
Wow. Emmitt Smith, you mean?
Emmitt, oh, yeah, that's right. Sanders is the other fool. I'm thinking Lions. That's what it is.
Wow.
Hey, what about Arizona? Who would have figured?
No, I cried.
Why? Who were you? Oh, I know why you were rooting. Yeah. Yeah, that was a rough one. That was a rough L. I watched that. Yeah, the Giants, people, sorry. Go figure. Who would have thought Arizona?
Yeah.
Well, go Steelers, eh? Let's go Steelers.
That's who I'm rooting for.
Go Steelers. It would have been a Pennsylvania Super Bowl would have been mighty interesting. But
you know, and I hate the Eagles, so.
Yeah, Giants fans don't like the Eagles. So let's just say big ups to Iron Curtain.
Yes.
I want to see a clubbing blow. I want to see an old school clubbing blow, man. A clothesline.
Do you see that hit that the running back took? Game he took this weekend? Oh, rough hit.
He ain't playing, baby.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So we got. So next week, let's get.
He's in my ear constantly. At least he's not talking to you. That's a good thing.
Hey, what can I tell you, man? What can I tell you? You know what? Just to remind everybody, just so they know that we didn't forget. Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book.
Read a book, read a book, read a motherfucking book. Please. Read a motherfucking book,
read a your ass is better. We got a new president. Shit.
Yeah, right. That's going to change anything.
A new president who's going to like 10 different balls right now as we speak, and each one's being aired on a different channel on TV.
Yeah, one's on TV One, the other one's on BET. I think Popeye's Fried Chicken is airing another one, too.
So,
so bad. I'm going to hell. All right, there, you went to hell once, there goes mine, okay?
So, next week, no guarantees, folks. As you know, we try to aim, but hey. Who knows? Sometimes we're better off the cuff anyway. Who the hell cares? It's the bodega. We're going to talk about anything and everything.
Yeah.
Next week will probably be more wrestling talk than anything. I know I saw the wrestler. Sid, did you see the wrestler?
Yes, I did get a chance to see.
All right, so we can comment about that. We also know a mutual person who unfortunately passed away about a year ago. A wrestler also will probably discuss that. We hope we're in the process of setting up a guest, our second guest, our first one, Big Up Monk.
Yeah.
We might be having our second guest, independent wrestler, but I don't want to say anything until everything's confirmed, but it's looking good. We'll probably talk about a couple things wrestling and then go back into hip-hop. You know how it is, man. We go all over the place. You know, and also, who knows? Who gives a shit?
Wow.
Who gives a crap? You know, I suck.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
And with 2 minutes left to go, also, just to let everybody know, you can check out our MySpace pages. My MySpace is myspace.com/skillsrow. Sid's is DA, that's D-A, conglomerate. Also,
yes, sir.
You can check out the mixes. You can check out this show for download on Podomatic, what is it? Damn it, what is it? Dot Podomatic.
Conglomerate.podomatic.com.
Thank you. It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute on these plugs. Thank you.
yes, we got that. We might pull the first season off this week on that site. So.
All right, so come get them while they're hot.
Yeah.
So if you're getting this from other places, blogtalkradio.com/thebodega. We're also on Mevio, search Bodega on Mevio. We're on there. So we're on three different places where you could have heard this.
Sky Premier, HD. Yeah, we're all over the place.
We really are. So you can check out those spots. You can check out our MySpace pages. If you want to send us an email for any reason to get a free mix, we're still promoting that, even though we're running out of time right now for me to promote it properly. It is thebodegaradio@yahoo.com. Thebodegaradio@yahoo.com. So we're on MySpace, we're there, we all over the place. The only spots we ain't hit yet is like Ashley Madison and Facebook. So, I mean, we're all over the place. So,
DJ Khaled today, whatever.
So, basically, thank you everybody for listening. Next week, probably Wrestling Talk. And I am completely, totally lost with what I was.
Today.
Oh, the hell with it. Let's go. I'm done. Peace out, everybody. Thanks.
Peace.